What scripture from the Bible would you recommend for someone that is grieving? Well, I mean, grieving as far as maybe for the loss of a family member or something. I don't have a particular scripture. I would say read the book of Psalms. Anytime that I've been in a state of grief or discouragement or even depression, when I'm feeling down, I always go to the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms is great for that because it David highlights some of his most lowest emotions during that time, and he pens his emotions on them, you know, with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And so I definitely recommend not just a scripture, but I recommend that you read the book of Psalms, King James Version, obviously. But let me say this is that, you know, grief is not necessarily bad. To feel down or grieved or sad is not necessarily a bad thing. To feel mournful is not a bad thing. It's actually a biblical thing. And the Bible says that there's a time to do those things. And it's good to mourn and to weep and to grieve. We have people in the Bible who would do that for months over the loss of a family member, a father or mother. And it's just a very natural emotion. I'm not for bottling up your emotions and just kind of, you know, not expressing how you feel about those things. I think it's important that you pour out your heart like water in prayer. You know, and you take those griefs to the Lord. You cast your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. I think it's important to weep when you need to weep, because God gave us those emotions. And typically, the reason I say that's important is because it's typically during those low and dark times that you actually draw closer to the Lord. You know, it's those times that you feel the most spiritually vulnerable. And one thing you'll notice is when you go through a tough time like that, a lot of the things that you thought used to matter don't really matter that much. And you start realizing what really matters most: your walk with God, your spouse, your children, you know, money. Those things don't matter anymore. Money, possessions, treasures, you know, bitterness towards other people. Those things just kind of fade out when you really grieve. And so grief is a very good thing to have. Obviously, you don't want to constantly live in a state of grief. We as Christians should go through seasons of emotions where we experience grief, we experience joy, we experience soberness, and just, you know, when we're in a state of just focus or whatever it may be. But, you know, don't think it's ever good to bottle up those emotions and say, well, I'm just not going to weep, I'm not going to cry, I'm not going to, you know. We need to, because those are the times that we reach out and pray more and read the Bible more and meditate upon the Word of God more. And it really helps us to redirect our attention to that which is most important, which is the spiritual.